98.1 KZE. Today in the studio with me, Jason Bowman from the Rock Academy. They have a special performance this Saturday night at TSL. That's Time and Space Limited up in Hudson with the Rock Academy's show band. Jason, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So tell me first and foremost about the show band, if you will. These guys have done some really incredible things.
Yeah. This is our advanced touring group. Mm-hmm. And like last fall, we opened for Violent Femmes.
Awesome.
At UPAC. And Brian Ritchie said that some of the names of bands who have opened for us are The Grateful Dead and Nirvana, and none of them are as much fun as the show band.
Hey, that is high praise.
It was really high praise.
And these are young musicians.
Yes, under 18.
Yeah, yeah.
Between 12 and 18.
Is this like a rotating cast of players, or how does it work?
Yeah, it's a rotating cast of players because they graduate.
Right.
The jerks. but they're... also, there's 25 of them, so every song has a different band, basically.
Oh, cool.
They mix it up together, and you know, sometimes some songs have 14 kids on them, some have 4 kids on them.
So big sounds, full
big,
sounds.
Big, full sound, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a horn section, we have cellos, we have guitars, keyboards, drums.
Yeah, that sounds like an absolute blast.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
And you guys are based in Saugerties, or Saugerstock.
Saugerstock.
Yeah. And how long you been there?
11 years.
Awesome.
This is our 11th year, yeah.
Yeah. What's kind of the mission of the Rock Academy, if you had to sum it up?
The mission of Rock Academy is to get kids up on stage in as realistic situations as possible. You know, lights, big sound, big audience.
Yeah.
So that when they go out on their own, they're... You know, they're not shocked by it.
They're already seasoned professionals, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And have you seen some of your graduates go on to have careers in music?
Yeah. The Bobby Lees is three of our graduates. There's solo artists out there, Story Littleton, Luella Roche. And there's bands in Rock Academy right now who are opening for larger acts already. And a lot of people that are just out playing with TikTok stars... who planked a gigantic room, sold out gigantic rooms around the country.
Yeah, that is wild.
Yeah.
Are you on TikTok?
I am not.
Yeah.
So I had
me neither.
I had to think really hard about the name for a second.
So. Yeah. Jason Bowman is my guest from the Rock Academy. We're talking about the show band and their special performance this Saturday night at TSL. So it sounds like a, kind of a rare opportunity to see the show band kind of, you know, as the headliner here.
Yeah. We have been playing just about every weekend in different situations. You know, we played again at UPAC for an organization that I helped to found with some other concerned citizens called Hudson Valley Votes. Mm-hmm. So it was a political rally. And then we played like outdoors on a patio.
Oh,
like,
fun.
You know, so we try to mix it up and do a lot of different things. So we're really excited about playing at TSL because it's a proper room with, you know, raised seats and we get to... do anything we want. We're going to add some Halloween songs into the mix.
Yay.
Yeah.
I am on the record as a big fan of spooky season.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
What's your Halloween song list look like?
We do some fun stuff like Ghostbusters and Thriller, and then we do some deeper cuts like Ghost Town. They're deeper cuts now if you don't know the Specials.
Specials Ghost Town.
Specials Ghost Town. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I got Put a Spell on You.
Classics.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. Do the members of the show band choose their set list for the most part? Okay. So you're just throwing them these songs that, like, you know, they're young. They may not have heard some of these, and you're introducing them to some of these, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of new playlists get spawned just from the songs that we put out because, you know, once you learn to truly know something is to love it.
Yeah.
And once they've learned these songs, they tend to love them even more after that and have a higher appreciation of them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, actually, if I can turn the conversation to myself for just a second.
Sure.
I'm in a Taylor Swift cover band and my husband plays bass and he's a metal guy and he doesn't care either way about Taylor Swift. But after learning the songs in and out, all of a sudden he's like, yeah, you know, these are actually pretty good.
Yeah, I did a Taylor Swift deep dive recently and I got, you know, after about 15 minutes, I got really mad at that guy who dumped me that I never dated. Like, it's effective music. It's really, there's something there.
Yeah.
It's really wonderful stuff.
Yeah. So what are the kids' responses to the songs that you're introducing them to and the artists you're introducing them to?
Well, since we've been around for 11 years, a lot of them have a sort of already a foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they understand the program and some of them look ahead. And some of them are just, you know, I get to hear every rehearsal how much they love this song. I love this song so much. You know, they get so excited when I call a song to just practice.
Yeah. Have there ever been any that they're like, absolutely not, we hate this?
Yes.
Like what? Can I ask?
No. But also that's part of the program is, you know, as a performer, I've been a performer for 900 years.
Yeah.
And the number of songs I've played on stage that I did not like numbered in the thousands.
Yeah.
But as a performer, the audience doesn't need to know that
because totally.
They're not there for me. I'm there for them. Right. And I don't know if the guy in the front row really, really loves this song. And I just made his day by making sure that I played it really well for him.
Totally. You know, I saw Conan O'Brien on Hot Ones recently, and he was talking about how, you know, the worst thing you can do as a performer is to let on that the show is going badly.
Yeah.
Because the audience doesn't necessarily think it's going badly. Yeah. And if you act like it's going great, then they think they've seen a great show.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
That's the kind of stuff you're teaching these kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just performance.
Yeah. And I mean, also a lot of them, you know, going on to careers in music doesn't necessarily mean a career as the front man. It could mean, you know, being a working guitarist, a working drummer, a working bassist.
100%.
And you might not always love what you're playing.
Yeah.
But you got to play it well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's one of the, we also move them around a lot. You know, they each get their time up front, but they also have to do songs where they're just backing someone else up.
Yeah.
For exactly that reason.
Yeah. It's important to know how to lay back and, you know, kind of play your role.
Yeah. Because $10 is $10.
Absolutely. So you can see the show band this Saturday night, October 26th at TSL in Hudson. And is this your first show at TSL?
It is. Yeah.
Nice.
We're very excited.
How'd you get linked up with them?
They called us.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Just out of the blue, we get a lot of those where people are trying to put on events or trying to support. This is a very cool space built for artists, supported by artists, and we'll do just about anything to support artists and the community. So.
Yeah.
We're excited for it.
Yeah, yeah. The Rock Academy Show Band playing on Saturday at TSL, Time and Space Limited in Hudson. You can get your tickets at timeandspace.org. I was scrolling down because I thought there was like another thing. But no, this is just a graphic about this interview. So nice of them to put that up on the website.
Very cool.
Jason Bowman is my guest. If parents are out there listening and have kids who are interested in getting into music, how do they get involved?
Come to the shows and talk to us. We're always there. Or you can email office@rockacademy.com.
Cool.
And set up a tour. And Sandy, our office manager, will walk you through, tell you what it's about, and, you know, go from there.
Yeah. What is it? What is the schedule like for a kid going to the Rock Academy?
If they're taking lessons with us, it's a weekly 45-minute lesson and then 1 3-hour rehearsal during the season per week.
Awesome.
And then 2 rehearsals during the week of the show.
Yeah, that sounds less strenuous than a lot of sports practices.
100%. We're not an everyday thing. We are an after-school program, but yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, this is a really cool thing, and I think, you know, more people should be encouraging their kids to learn instruments. And do you have a lot of multi-instrumentalists in the program?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of kids come in thinking they only want to play the bass because they don't want to be up front and don't want to see too much of the spotlight, and then they see their friends up front having so much fun, and then they jump, you know?
Yeah, or vice versa, you know? I mean, I myself, you know, I play trumpet, and I, you know, grew up being a singer and, you know, being at the front, and all of a sudden I'm like, man, why didn't I learn a rhythm instrument? I want to just lay back and, like, hold it down sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, so we make sure they see all sides of that.
Yeah.
And the more songs you learn, the more songs you can learn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of our mottos.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So we talked about you're going to have some Halloween songs on the set list. And can you reveal any of the rest of the set list? What kind of songs we're going to be hearing?
I suppose I can.
Yay.
But I have to look at it.
Fair enough.
Those Shoes by the Eagles.
Awesome.
All I Wanted by Paramore. Tomorrow's Dream by Black Sabbath.
Okay, so a wide variety.
A very wide variety. It's a very eclectic show.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm sorry, eclectic. Is what yeah. I meant
to say. Yeah. But it's not just, you know, it's not just oldies, it's not just classic rock, it's not just, you know, newer music, it's a mix of everything. And did you choose all of these?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so partially the songs get chosen because of the level of the student or the range of their voice.
Mm-hmm.
Partially they get chosen because they work well together. In a mix.
Yeah.
And, you know, music is music. I could put a set list together ranging from a Chick Webb Ella Fitzgerald tune to a Taylor Swift tune and make it all work together.
Yeah.
It's just a matter, if you know enough music, you know how to, you're a DJ. What am I saying?
Well, yeah, but not everybody out there listening is.
Yeah. But yeah, there are little things that work well together and some things that just don't. So
yeah, we're talking about the Rock Academy and the show band playing this Saturday at 7 p.m. at Time and Space Limited up in Hudson, timeandspace.org for your tickets. And what was the Rock Academy's website again?
Rockacademy.com.
Rockacademy.com. If you're interested, if you're out there listening, you have a kid who is expressing some interest in learning music, what a great way to get them into it. Yeah. Well, Jason, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
And you gave me another little sneak preview off air that you're going to be playing one of my favorite covers of all time, actually. This is such a great version of We Can Work It Out from Stevie Wonder.